when I spoke earlier this week, I talked about everybody, all of us elected reps in Donegal, joining up and forming a unified stance, trying to get more money for the county, which we really are entitled to. We've had years and years of underfunding, and every national report that has come out has identified Donegal as being the county most affected by austerity, by poverty, by immigration. And this was a chance for all parties in the council today to accept once and for all and fight for the county.
Now, the county manager put it to the chamber today that a 15% cut, Donegal County Council can't afford to lose any more services.
That's what he's saying. But we're losing services every day anyway and have been for years. We're being drip-fed money from central government, and this has to come to an end at some stage. In February of this year, the CSO outlined that Donegal was the county with the least disposable income. Money Advice and Budgeting Service have recently done a report nationally saying that of the families that they deal with, they have a disposable income after paying all their bills of €8.75 per week. Now, that's a national figure. I have absolutely no doubt Donegal will end up with a lot less than that. And allied to this, if we had reduced the property tax for people, while some of the politicians here today said it was only pennies, it was a little amount of money, that amount of money is a lot to many families out here. And bear in mind that just coming right down the tracks at us are our water bills, which is going to have a huge impact on so many families in this county.
Sinn Féin calling for a 15% cut, is that not just taking the populist approach here?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It wasn't about being populist or being idealistic, it's about being practical and reasonable. We outlined, all our speakers outlined, all the various reports outlining the poverty being experienced by so many families in this county. And you can't deny it. It's out there. And I think we really should have had a unified stance today and demanded our fair share. As I said earlier, there are councils who are being rewarded for being adequately subvented down through the years, where they can reduce their property tax by 15% without having any bearing on their ability to provide services. Yet we here in Donegal, who have been underfunded, are now being forced to keep the property tax as it is because they're telling us if you don't, you'll not provide the services. And sorry, go on ahead, Barry.
And do you believe the people in the streets, they wanted a 15% cut today?
I think, yeah. I think most people, I know there was a reference made earlier to the fact that there was a consultation period took place this summer and that very few people making representations to it. But I think one of the reasons for that is the timing. And I think that the summertime is a very mischievous time to have any kind of consultation process because people are mostly are aware. Families are tied up with children on holidays and all that sort of thing. And in the summertime, I think you don't realise the implications of what's coming down the road.